they cut you loose?
I cut that ankle bracelet off, Dave.
You leg off with it, did you?
Sometimes I would like to at least take it off above the ankle on that left foot, but the doctor said we could do that too, but he just left me in pain the rest of my life.
What medicine for?
Yeah, I'll try to get it. Had to take an act of Congress. The drug addicts made it tough on the honest people. Anyways, give me a call sign there, you forgot.
Bravo 4, Charlie, Bravo Alpha, KB4CBA.
Can you confirm now that you're not a robot?
I'm not a robot.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Remember those? I used to watch that Lost in Space and that, what was the professor or whatever he was, always getting Will in trouble, and the robot was always saving him.
Yeah, you brought back his face in my memory distinctly, and there goes my breakfast.
Well, I've been out, I went to Walmart. My wife will have a cow, but she's not here. She's in Hilton Head, so we're going to have a wild party at my house tonight.
Yeah, you and a six-pack of beer. well, I don't know why she'd have a cow if you wear a mask, but, at Walmart, they walk among us. I was asking Bernice if we needed anything there. We went to Sam's Club and then to Costco's. Boy, they're pouring it. Wow, this semi-truck just pulled right out in front of me. Oh, Jesus. Pardon my French. I can't blame him, but right here, I-26 coming out of Spartanburg. He just turned out there, and now he's trying to get over there to make the interstate. Poor guy. I feel sorry for him. Pass all truck lines. Anyways. Yeah, Dave, you're telling your age now when you're talking about Lost in Space and the robot in danger, Will Robinson.
Well, I remember black and white TV, and you had to get up, turn it on, and then you had to wait 2 or 3 minutes for it to come on, and then if you want to change the channel, you had to get up, change the channel. They only had 3 channels, and then you had to change the volume, and then I was telling my grandson this, and then there was the vertical and horizontal. Sometimes it started going this way, out of motion, you know, horizontal, and I said you had to get up, turn the horizontal button to make it quit, and then sometimes it go this way, not motion and vertical up and down, and I said you have to get up and change the vertical button. I said you don't know nothing about that do you?
Yeah, the old cathode ray tubes. Yeah, I remember that too, and if you got up very early or stayed up very late, you had to wait on the test pattern to go off. And then come the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, I remember that. And then that, what was it, like a civil defense thing would come up or something, some kind of thing. And they would just transmit that all night. What, they go off 11, 12 o'clock, something like that?
This is N0TR. Yeah, and the people used rabbit ears, and they put aluminum foil on the rabbit ears to get a better signal. That's about as intelligent as putting balls of aluminum foil in your hubcaps to defeat the radar.
Well, I guess I can take mine out then. We had an antenna on the house, and was good. We got 4713 and that UHF channel, what was it, 16, and there's something you said reminded me of something else about that, but I tell you, those were the days my dad was working at People's National Bank, and one of the ladies was going to enter this raffle, I guess you'd call it. And did I give the repeater time to hang on a second? This is KB4CBA. Anyway, so she said, "You want me to buy you a ticket?" It was $1. And he said, "Yeah, go ahead and buy me one." She bought him one, filled it out, and, you know, gave him the stub when she got back. And he won a color TV, 25-inch color TV from the, now I can't think who it was. It's the building that sits on the corner there on Main Street and Academy, and with the big gun cannon sitting in the, it's not a cannon, it's a big gun sitting in the front yard there, and anyway, he won that, and that was our first color TV.
Zen Zero TR. I can't remember our first color one. I know Bernice and I's first color one was a Motorola, supposedly with the works in a drawer, circuit boards, and it had a pin cushion resistor that would go out. It was a high wattage. By high wattage, I mean it was bigger than your standard half watts. It was probably 2 to 5 watts. And it would go out now and then, and you have to replace the circuit board. So I just bought some resistors and would replace the pin cushion resistor. It would take care of it. It gets so hot that it'd melt the solder on the bottom side of the circuit board, so I kind of had to do a little patchwork. But it resolved the ambiguity of what was going on with the television. Took care of that. Yeah, the good old days. A lot of times you could just thump it on top and it'd start working right. Yeah, there was people back in the old days that they rolled up tin foil and put it in their hubcaps. But I know you're lying, because these kids don't know what a hubcap is nowadays.
See, a hubcap is the cap that covers the hub, the hub nut and carter pin and the lock piece that holds that big nut on that keeps your caliper from flying off of the spindle. And there's, bearing, you got an inner bearing and race, an outer bearing and race, you got an inner seal, and the hubcap was the outer seal, and you just tap that on this piece of metal, you tapped it on with a hammer, usually a rubber hammer, and that sealed the outside, and but everybody called those things that you're talking about a hubcap, but technically that's not the correct name for them. They're called wheel covers. But yeah, I can remember going to the junkyard and having to get one every now and then, because I'd take a corner too fast and one would go flying off and I couldn't find it, so I'd go down to the junkyard and he had a big mountain of hubcaps and you could go through them and pick you one out.
We had a junkyard, a couple of them back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, where the kids, or not the kids, but the owners would collect different ones. And we had Channel 7, Channel 12, and Channel 16. And I called my friend Henry back up in Kansas last week just to visit with him. And they still got Channel 7, Channel 12, and Channel 16. And I told him I had over 40 channels over the air down here, and he couldn't believe it.
4CBA, dragging my feet there in case anybody wanted to jump in. Yeah, well, you tell them about, you know, antenna TV where you can put one of them little flat things, screw it into the back of your TV, and, you know, try to put it in a place where it can get some decent reception, and you can pick up 20 or 30 channels with that.
There's rookeries on TV, the pirates. They try to sell them to suckers that don't know any better for an elevated price. I have two channel masters up in the attic on a rotator, but very rare I have to rotate them, and then a preamp on them, and do real well. Until the middle of the summer, like right now, the amplifier has a noise level with respect to heat. I forget what they call that, but it gets a little noisy on certain channels when the heat gets up to 120, 140 up in the attic, I'm sure. And there's no amount of rotation to do you any good then, but very rarely do I even have to turn that. I have one facing north, and the other one, I turn it. I just turn one of them. The other one's fixed. That's what it is. But at any rate, we're very fortunate down here to have those. I love Grit TV and Me TV and Heroes and Icons. On Saturday night, you got Bab Bab Black Sheep. You got, what's the other two? Bernice, Combat. And that's World War II. And then you have the one from Tour of Duty from Vietnam. And I watch those every Saturday night.
Channel's that on?
31-5. It's called H&I, Heroes and Icons.
I used to love Combat. That was one of my favorite movies. I mean, TV shows. And I believe that's in black and white, isn't it?
They're all in black and white, I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
It started 7 o'clock, so I got a reminder in my phone at 6 o'clock, so I can go in and shower early and be out by the time they start. And then there's another one after that called Rat Patrol, and it's kind of far-fetched a little bit. It's about the desert and the Nazis and the Americans, and they have a couple of jeeps with 50 calibers on them. Then after that is 12 o'clock high, and that's on at 11 o'clock.
Back a lot of memories, because I used to watch Rat Patrol, because I like those 50 cals, and you cut trees down with that thing, cut somebody in half, and 12 o'clock high, that was another one of my favorites, but I don't stay up that late usually. I used to, but I go to bed earlier now, but anyway. But yeah, one of my favorite two that you mentioned was the Black Sheep with Robert. Was it Robert Conrad that they flew the Corsair airplanes? And I think that's a beautiful airplane. And Pat Boyington, I think was his name on the show. Can't believe I remember that, but anyway, that was another one of my favorites.
It's N0TR. Yeah, Major Boyington, and that was based on a true story. Of course, they vary from that on there. I'm sure you would recognize some of the World War II footage that they do when they're actually shooting the ships and that. But I got a picture of me, several of them, beside the Gull Wing. It's the Corsair. I was trying to think of the designation on it right now. But I'm driving and watching the traffic as I try to merge here. And F4U Corsair, I think it is. And I got another picture of me beside the A1 Sky Raider that was used in Vietnam, and my uncle died in the States at Cherry Point. He crashed one. But I believe that's my very favorite. It's an awesome aircraft, and they have them up at Oshkosh every year. But they even canceled that this year.
Well, hopefully they'll have a vaccine for this thing around Christmas. And, you know, we can all breathe a little sigh of relief by this COVID mess. I think they're in trials right now. They'll have to go through, it'll have to go through two sets of trials before they can, the FDA will approve it.
Yeah, it's going really well. They're actually in phase three now and have administered it to, I think, 2,300 people. And it's really going great so far. I guess it was a derivative of that SARS virus, so they were very familiar with it, except the genetics changed a little bit. But, again, they walk among us. There'll be people out there like they are about the flu shot, and they won't take it. So, there you go. Again, I say you can't catch the flu from the flu shot.
I think years ago, he used to make me sick, and I quit taking it for a while, but I know the new, what they use now is, I've never had a problem at all. Well, I'm sitting in the driveway. I've been sitting here in the driveway talking to you the whole time, because I'm not sure with 8 watts I'd hit the repeater. If I pulled in the garage, I might not. I'm just sitting here with the car idling, and I guess I'll go ahead and pull it in the garage and jump out and tell Bernice hello. I said hello, she's riding with you. She's probably over there praying, oh Lord, help us get home. Oh me. Well, tell me, all right, I'll let you go. Tell me one thing. What guns did the Corsair have on it? Was it a 20 or 30 caliber?
I think they were 50s, Dave, but I can't confirm that 100%. I think they had 850 calibers in the wings, but we just have to look it up to confirm that. But they didn't have any 20-millimeter can or anything like that. It was just the 50s, I'm sure. But, you know, I can be corrected. But, yeah, she's over here. I've been singing to her the whole way. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble. You know how it is. And by the way, the virus in the flu vaccine is killed. I think they do it with ultraviolet. It's a dead virus. You can get little sniffles. You can get a sore arm. Bernice's arm used to get sore from them, but not anymore. But and that information is from the CEO of a drug company in Boston, Massachusetts, who's my nephew. So it's impossible to get it from that virus. And yes, it killed a few people when they were giving live viruses in the old days and made a lot of people sick. But percentage-wise, no. and now it's zero. So I don't know how the COVID vaccine will be, whether it'll be a kill virus or not, but most likely it would be. Anyways, great you rode along with us, and we enjoyed you. Say hi.
Hi, Dave.
73s, and we'll catch you later. We just drove in 0TR, and we got to go back down to the daughters and take her a rotisserie chicken here in a minute.
I bet you'll like that. Hey, Bernice, and Bernice, make him behave if you possibly can. And I'll talk to you later, Tom. It's been a pleasure. N0TR, KB4, CBA, clear.